It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good evening from Johnson Brock High School. I'm Randy Couture. We're getting set for Class D1 Boys Sub-District action. The Johnson Brock Eagles tonight here at home hosting the Southern High Raiders. Hi again, everybody. We hope you're all settled in and ready to enjoy some fine high school basketball once again this evening here from Johnson Brock. Do want to remind you right here at the get-go, we also have a game on the air on our sister station tonight over on KTNC, the Auburn Bulldogs playing in their C1 sub-district. They're hosting Lincoln Christian. They started at 6 o'clock, and after one quarter, Auburn is leading Lincoln Christian 17-15. The Auburn Bulldogs up by two after one period. That game going on right now over on KTNC. Here in Johnson Brock, well, on paper, it looks like the Eagles should be all right. But we found out last night the Southern High Raiders can play some pretty good basketball. They came back from a deficit and beat Pawnee City last night to get into this game in a squeaker. It ended up by 1-point ball game. 53-52 was the final, with Southern getting the win over Pawnee City. I guess that was Tuesday night. And so now they're here facing Johnson Brock. Southern comes in with a record of 11-12 on the year. The Johnson Brock Eagles are 24-1. They have won 59 out of their last 60 ball games. Only a blemish on that was a close loss to Freeman a couple of weeks ago. Other than that, they are 24-1 on the year. So on paper, it looks like Johnson Brock should be in good shape, but you never know. We have to play the games, and the Southern Raiders are coming in here with every intention, I'm sure, of giving the Eagles a run for their money. One little caveat we want to share with you, and that is Austin Meyer. Austin Meyer, the 6'4 senior here playing for the Eagles, is just two rebounds away from breaking the single-season rebound record here at Johnson Brock. That's a record that's held by Clint Swanson that was set back in 1998, 27 years ago. Clint Swanson had 233 rebounds that year. Austin Meyer tonight is sitting at 231. So he needs two rebounds in this game to tie that school record and three to break it. And when you look at the record here, he's been averaging 8.5 rebounds per ball game. So we would expect that record to be broken this evening. We'll try to keep track of the rebounds. One of the things I found out calling play-by-play, I'm lucky just to keep track of all the scoring and the fouls. But we'll try and watch rebounds here, too, for Austin Meyer. We're going to step aside here and take a one-minute break, and then we'll come back and have a look at the starting lineup for this game. After this one-minute timeout, you're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. The Johnson Brock Eagles about to do battle here with the Southern High Raiders. I'm Randy Couture calling your play-by-play. Kirk Kilman is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school sports. Let's move right to the starting lineups. First of all, for the Southern High Raiders, they are 11-12 on the year. They'll go with Cooper Warford. Warford is a senior, averaging 20.8 points per ball game. Max Adams, just a junior, 8.5 points per game. Cale Ames is a senior, 10.5 points per game. Dakota Whitman in the starting lineup as a senior. And Alex Meeks rounds out their starting five as a senior, averaging 10.5 points per contest. Starting lineup for the Johnson-Brock Eagles, it'll be Austin Meyer, a 6'4 senior, 7.5 points per game. Camden Dollinghouse, a senior at 6'3, 15.3 points per game. Brody Kaler, Kaler's a 6'4 junior, 15.2 points per contest. Kason Dollinghouse, a senior at 6'3, 12.5 points per game. And Garrison Bowie rounds out their starting lineup. He's a 5'11 senior, averaging 6 points per contest. The Eagles coached by Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. 24-1 on the year are the Johnson-Brock Eagles as they come into this matchup with the Southern High Raiders. If you weren't tuned in a moment ago, we again want to update you on the score from Auburn. The game being played right now over on KTNC. The Auburn Bulldogs leading Lincoln Christian in that Class C1 sub-district, 17-15. Auburn up by 2 after one quarter in that game being played tonight in Auburn. Going to have the introduction of starting lineups and our national anthem coming up here, so we're going to step aside now for a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the opening tip-off right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
February is Heart Health Month, and Nemaha County Hospital wants to keep your heart beating strong. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and routine checkups are vital to heart health. Have questions about your heart? Schedule an appointment with your primary care provider today. And take care of your heart, because it takes care of you. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside the Johnson-Brock High School gym as we're about ready to go here with this boys D1 sub-district final. Winner of this one move on to the districts next week, the district finals. The way they got here, Johnson-Brock got a win over Sacred Heart in convincing fashion. The final on that one was 66-34, Johnson-Brock with the win. On the other side of the bracket, Southern had a tough time of it. They beat Pawnee City, but barely. It was a one-point ball game, 53-52. Southern escaped with the win here Tuesday night at Johnson, and that puts them into this sub-district final against Johnson-Brock. It'll be Brody Kaler to jump it up for the Eagles. In there is Cooper Warford to jump it up for the Southern High Raiders. A big welcome to all of our listeners over in Gage County around the Wymore area. I'm glad to have you with us tonight on MSCSports.net. And here is the opening tip. The tip controlled by the Eagles. They tip it out of there easily and get it out to Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse will bring it across the timeline and set the offense. Man-to-man defense here out of the Southern Raiders to open the quarter. On the right elbow, Camden Dollinghouse into the corner. Bowie for three from the corner deep left side. No. Kaler with the rebound. Brody Kaler has the ball ripped away from him by Pax Adams. That was a nice defensive move there by Adams. Held ball is called. Possession arrow goes to the Southern Raiders. We're just underway. 20 seconds into this one. 7:40 to play here in the first quarter. No score yet in the ball game. Cooper Warford, he's the kind of the, I guess what you call the spark plug of this offense. He's their leading scorer. Warford averaging 21 points a ball game. Warford with the ball on the right elbow, across court pass in the paint. They try to put it down to the baseline to Pax Adams. Adams can't get a look at it. Good job by Meyer on the defense. To the top of the circle, back up it comes to Pax Adams. Here's Warford for three. Shot is up and good. Cooper Warford opens the scoring with a three-point shot there for the Raiders, and Southern goes on top 3-0. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Kaysen Dollinghouse across court to Meyer in the corner, deep baseline right side, back up to Camden. Camden Dollinghouse underneath the basket, finds Bowie under the bucket, can't get it. Kaysen back out to Camden. Camden open look, three right wing, off the arrow, no, and the rebound to Cooper Warford. Southern high up 3-0, and the Raiders with the basketball. 2-3 zone here right now out of Johnson Brock defensively. In traffic, they kick it to the right corner to Alex Meese. Meese across court, long pass, short three-pointer, up and off, no good. And the rebound taken down by Camden Dollinghouse. Into forecourt, long down court pass to Kaysen. Back it comes to Camden. Underneath looking for Kaler. Kick it back to Kaysen for three. It's off the rim. Rebound, follow shot, put back up by Meyer. Can't get it. There's that one rebound. He needs one more now. There's a long three from the corner that's in and out. He needs one more rebound to tie Clint Swanson's 1998 single-season rebounding record. Southern into forecourt with the ball. Alex Meese kicks it to the corner to Warford at the top of the circle. He goes around the defender all the way in for a driving lay-in, up and good. Cooper Warford has given the Southern Raiders a 5-0 lead to start the ball game tonight here at Johnson. 5:43 to go, first quarter, 5-0, Southern on top. Meyer in the corner, Austin Meyer, bounce pass to the top of the key to the Dollinghouse brothers. Here's Kaysen for three, he got it. Kaysen buried that one from out about 24 feet out on the right elbow, makes it 5-3. Southern up by two now, 5:22 to play in the first quarter here at Johnson. With the ball is Pax with it. Pax Adams to the right side. Cooper Warford back up top to Adams. It comes in the paint. Adams got tied up. Has the ball taken away and stolen by Austin Meyer. Meyer with the steal. Gets the ball back for his team. Down court to Bowie. Into the corner. Camden Dollinghouse for three. Hits in and out. That one wouldn't fall. And the rebound comes down again to Alex Meese. Outlet pass from Meese to Cooper Warford. 5-3, Southern High up by two with 4:45 to play in the first quarter here in Johnson. Pax Adams bounce pass to Cooper Warford right wing. Lobs it inside traffic. Meese tries to back in. He got double teamed, couldn't get there. They flip it around to the left wing for a long three. That's up and good. Pax Adams over on the far wing. And it's 8-3, a 5-point lead once again for Southern High. Brody Kaler with the ball to the top of the circle. Up to Kaysen Dollinghouse, across to Camden. Camden gets the ball back, almost lost it. Bowie chases it down and retrieves the ball for the Eagles. They'll reset the offense. Brody Kaler wants to penetrate inside the lane. Can't get there. Now Kaler backs up for a step-back three that's off the rim. And the rebound by Cooper Warford. Warford doing the job down there defensively on the boards for Southern. Got another rebound. Makes it 8-3 now. A 5-point lead for Southern. They have the basketball. Warford wanted to go around Meyer. That wasn't going to happen. Meyer took the baseline away from him. Instead, they bring it back to Meese at the top of the circle. Between the rings, he goes to Pax Adams to the left wing. Adams in the paint. Warford for three at the top of the key. It's off the rim, doesn't go. And the ball chased down there. Again, the rebound pulled down by Austin Meyer. So he's tied now with Clint Swanson at 233 season rebounds for the single season. Johnson Brock tries to move it to the baseline left side. Brody Kaler tries to dribble to the left side baseline. A whistle and a foul called on Alexander Seaman. Alexander picks up his first personal and the first team foul of the quarter on the Southern Raiders. Garrison Bowie leaves the ball game, and to replace him, checking in comes Grady Behrens. So now Behrens on the floor, Grady Behrens. Inbound pass deflected away. Everybody fighting for it on the floor. Levine, let's see who touched it last on the baseline. They're sorting it out down here. Kellen Havikin, our official, points the direction of Johnson Brock. Eagles are going to get the ball. Grady Behrens inbounds it. Kaysen Dollinghouse for a long three. And they fight for the rebound. Cooper Warford comes down with it. Warford beats to the right side. Driving lay-in up and good by Alex Meese. Meese laid it in, folks. We got a 10-3 ball game here right now with the Southern Raiders up on Johnson Brock by 7. Kind of a bit of a surprising start here. Raiders off to a great start here in Johnson. Now a reach in foul is going to be called on Pax Adams across the way. On Adams, that's his first, team foul number 2 on the Southern Raiders. 2:55 to play first quarter. Southern leads it by 7, 10-3. Lob pass underneath to Kaler. Kaler, fall away jump shot, up and good. And he drew the foul. Brody Kaler caught the ball, got the little 5-foot jumper on the left side baseline, and drew the personal foul. He'll be going to the line for the and one. Foul on Alex Meese, his first, team foul number 3 on the Raiders. Brody Kaler at the line for the and one here. Try to get Johnson Brock back within 4. Shot is up, in and out. Wouldn't go. Chased down in the corner, though, by Camden Dollinghouse. Up it comes to Brody Kaler around the horn to the right side. Now Kaysen Dollinghouse goes down to Grady Behrens, driving lay-in, a whistle and a foul. Moving toward the basket there was Camden Dollinghouse, and a whistle and a foul was called. So we're going to put Camden at the line where he'll be shooting 2 shots. This foul is going to be called on Xander Seaman, his second personal, team foul number 4 on the Southern Raiders. Camden Dollinghouse has not scored tonight here at the line, shooting 2. The first one is up and good. That pulls Johnson Brock back to within 3 now at 10-7. Waiting for the next shot here. 10-6, I'm sorry, within 4. Now they'll give the ball to Camden Dollinghouse. The official had a little housekeeping to take care of here. Dollinghouse, second free throw is up. This is off the back of the rim and the rebound to Meyer. Meyer pulled it down, and there it is. Meyer is now the single-season rebound record, rebounding record holder here, as that's his third rebound. He now has 234. We'll try and give you a total later, but that's one more than Clint Swanson in 1998. So congratulations there to Austin Meyer. This foul is going to be on Cooper Warford, his first, team foul number 5. That's going to send to the free throw line Kaysen Dollinghouse to shoot 2 shots. Dollinghouse's first free throw is up and good. He's got 4 points now, and the lead is down to 3 at 10-7. It was 10-3 there momentarily. Southern got out to a 7-point lead to start things. Kaysen Dollinghouse ready for his second free throw attempt. It's up, and it is good also. Got them both. Dollinghouse now Kaysen, that is, with 5 points. It's a 2-point contest. 10-8, Southern High up by 2 with 2 minutes 25 seconds to play in the first quarter. Robert Gravatt up off the bench getting ready to check in here now for the Eagles. Pax Adams has a little contact with a whistle and a foul on Grady Behrens. Behrens is called for the foul on Grady, his first, team foul number 1. Meyer will take a breather now. He'll take a break, and in to replace him comes Robert Gravatt for Austin Meyer. Pax Adams gets the inbound pass from Alex Meese. Around the horn to the right elbow, Cooper Warford. Oh, there's the ball tipped away, but not able to get to it. After he got the steal was Grady Behrens. He tipped it away, but as he tried to chase it down, it went into the Southern High bench here in backcourt. Ball will go right back to the Raiders, 25 on the shot clock. They lead by 2, 10-8. Southern High up with 2:03 to go in the first quarter. Pax Adams hands to Cooper Warford. Warford almost carried the ball there. Johnson Brock crowd wanted a turnover. Warford kicks it out to Adams. Adams picked up defensively by Dollinghouse. There's Warford spinning into Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen steals the ball. Down comes to Camden Dollinghouse in the paint. Camden kicks it to the corner. Open look baseline right side for 3. Shot is up and off, no good for Grady Behrens. Rebound comes down to to the Southern Raiders. They're on the fast breakdown. Cooper Warford in the paint, going down through traffic. Fall away shot blocked nicely, but no. They're going to put Warford to the line to shoot two shots, and they're going to say the foul is on Camden Dollinghouse. On Camden, his first team foul, number two of the quarter on the Eagles. Cooper Warford at the line has 5 points already tonight on a tray and a deuce. Here shooting two, the first free throw up, couldn't get it. Cooper averages 20.8 points per ball game. He had 21 points against Pawnee City in that one-point win this past Tuesday night. Cooper Warford ready for his second attempt. This one is up, it's good. And Warford now has 6 in the ballgame. And the lead is back to 3 for the Raiders at 11-8. Here comes Johnson Brock now on the attack. Camden Dollinghouse, 3 from the corner. It won't go. Rebound Pax Adams. Right now, the Southern Raiders are out-rebounding Johnson Brock, especially down here on the defensive board. Johnson Brock not getting many second opportunities. Kind of a one-and-done on the shooting down here, and Southern's controlling the boards. Pax Adams is in traffic, flips it out to his teammate to the left for 3. And that's Alex Meese. Meese hits the 3 from the left wing. 14-8. The lead is back to 6. Bounce pass into Brody Kaler. Fall away shot, Kaler up and good. Brody Kaler, his second field goal of the night. He has 4 points. It's a 4-point lead now for the Raiders, 14-10. 39 seconds to play in the first quarter. Raiders have had a good first quarter to start things here against Johnson Brock. Southern with the basketball. Warford, right wing. Dribbles into traffic. Bounce pass. Tried to put a step baseline pass. He was looking under the basket to try and get it to Cale Ames, and Ames didn't see it coming. The ball went out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Johnson Brock gets it back down by 4. 23 seconds to play in the first quarter. They'll play for the final shot here. In the corner, Kaysen Dollinghouse. Up top it comes. Back to Camden Dollinghouse on the left wing. Now Grady Behrens handles the ball. Kaysen in the corner. 7 seconds. Kaysen driving layup. No! Tip the ball out. Rebound. Southern. Raiders come down with it. They'll put up a long shot that won't happen. And after one quarter, the Southern High Raiders are leading Johnson Brock 14-10. We'll be back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Brody Kaler off the glass. Spin move up and good. Brody Kaler starts out the scoring here to start the second period and pulls Johnson Brock back to within 2 at 14-12. And here come the Southern High Raiders into forecourt. Warford feeds it to the top of the circle to Pax Adams. Hands it right back on a give and go to Warford in the paint. Spin move, turnaround, jump shot. Warford up, off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back. That wouldn't go. That was put up by Kai Spann, who just checked into the ballgame. Spann couldn't get it on the bunny under the basket. Johnson Brock comes on the attack. Garrison Bowie along a cross-court pass, Camden Dollinghouse to Kaysen in the corner for an open 3, baseline left. No, rebound Kaler, follow shot, put back up and good. Brody Kaler's got 8 points and we're tied at 14 all. Johnson Brock trailed after one quarter, 14-10. Almost stolen there by Kaler, but Warford gets away from him, flips it out to the left wing, meets with a fall-away shot that doesn't go. Loose basketball, rebound Bowie, fast break, down court it goes to Kaysen Dollinghouse, driving lay it up and good. Kaysen Dollinghouse laid it in and Johnson Brock has kind of come to life here in the first minute or so of this second quarter. From down four to where they're up by two now with 6:38 to go, second period. 16-14, Johnson Brock with the lead. Southern High Raiders on the attack. A spin move in the paint. Try for a shot. Put up on the baseline by Cale Adams, but a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to go on Austin Meyer. On Meyer, his first personal, first team foul of the quarter. And we'll put Cale Adams to the line to shoot two shots. Scoring update from Auburn at the half. The Auburn Bulldogs leading Lincoln Christian 34-24 in that sub-district being played in Auburn. That game being heard right now over on KTNC. Free throw is up. Rims off and won't go for Cale Adams. He'll have a second attempt coming here. Kai Spann goes back to the bench, and to replace him comes Austin March now. March, a senior, making his first appearance in this ballgame. Cale Adams ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up. It's off no good, and the rebound is chased down in the corner. Goes out of bounds off of Southern. Ball was tipped down here in the corner on the baseline by Austin March, who just checked in. So Johnson Brock will have the ball back with a two-point lead, 16-14, 6:24 to play here in the first half. Bowie comes to the near side, into the corner, Kaysen Dollinghouse, skip pass across to Camden, goes inside to Kaler. Brody Kaler wants to work it to the basket. Camden Dollinghouse, three, got it. Camden Dollinghouse splashed that one, a 24-footer from out here on the left wing, well outside that three-point arc. 19-14, Johnson Brock by five now. That's a 9-0 run here to start this period. They were trailing 14-10 at the end of the quarter. Warford tries for a layup that won't go. The ball goes off of March, and it'll stay with Johnson Brock. The Eagles will have the basketball. Now checking into the lineup for Johnson Brock, Brady Behrens onto the floor. Behrens comes in. Austin Meyer will take a breather. Behrens is a 6-foot junior. Timeout taken on the floor with 5:50 to go in the first half. Johnson Brock on top, 19-14. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
After a 9-0 run to start this second quarter for Johnson Brock, Coach Aaron Whitworth had seen enough, and he took a timeout to try and settle his players down. Southern led it 14-10 after one quarter, and the aforementioned 9-0 run by Johnson Brock has put the Eagles up 19-14 here now with 5:50 to play in this second period. So a big 2 minutes and 10 seconds there for JB. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Austin Meyer on the right elbow. A cross-court pass comes to the near side to Brody Kaler. Kaler to the right elbow. There's Camden Dollinghouse for three. Can't get it. Rebound Southern. I'm impressed with the job Southern's doing on the boards here. Cooper Warford just got called for an offensive foul. Charging into the paint there. Oh, no, check that. They're going to put the offensive foul on Austin March. March gets called for the personal. Warford had the ball, but March was running interference for him and got the offensive foul. So the Eagles get the ball back. 5:25 to go, first half here at Johnson, 19-14. Brody Kaler goes around the defender, has the ball knocked away from him, and dribbled on the baseline. Good defense under there by Alex Meese. Meese forced the turnover. Again, a welcome to our listeners in the Wymore area, whether you're listening on our MSC mobile app, MSC Radio, or online at mscsports.net. Glad to have you with us tonight. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Johnson Brock on a 9-0 run here. There, Meyer tips the ball away into backcourt, chases it down, comes up with the ball, flips it back to Brody Kaler. Kaler ends up with the basketball underneath to Meyer. Meyer up off the glass and good. Brody Kaler with the assist got the steal and gave it back to Austin Meyer. And it's now an 11-0 run to start this quarter, 21-14. Warford is going to be fouled going down the lane. I think it's going to be a foul on the floor, though. I don't believe we're going to be shooting this one. Let's see who they're going to charge for the personal for Johnson Brock here. Most likely it's going to be on Garrison Bowie. Yes, it is on Bowie. His first team foul number two, not a shooting foul. It was on the floor. So it'll be Southern's basketball to inbound it. Pax Adams inbounds to Warford. Cooper Warford backs it out between the rings. Hands the ball off to Pax Adams. Adams moves around the corner. Goes into Meese. Fall away shot. Meese up and good. Alex Meese now with 7 points for the Southern Raiders. He averages 10.5 per game on the year. Makes it a 5-point lead now at 21-16. Now we've got a whistle on the far end, and let's see how they sort this one out. I think it's going to go on Southern as they unstack him down here on the floor. Ball's going to be Johnson Brock's basketball under the basket. Austin March called for his second personal. And the second team foul. Lob pass to the top of the key, Kaysen Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, floater off the glass, rebound, follow shot. Kaler couldn't get it. Warford starts down the court with it, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Kaysen Dollinghouse. On Kaysen, his first team foul, number three already. So that's three team fouls already here with 4:08 to go in the quarter. Chances Southern may be shooting some free throws. 21-16, if you're just checking in with us. Johnson Brock with a 5-point lead. They trail by four at the end of the first quarter. There's a held ball is called across the way. Possession arrow points toward Southern. Raiders will have the basketball. Pax Adams to inbound it. In forecourt on the side, into Warford. Warford gets a pick at the top of the key. Goes to Adams with the pass on the right side. Spin move, Adams driving, laying up and good. Pax Adams went right around two defenders, laid it off the glass, put it in the hole, and Johnson Brock's lead is down to three now. They led it there momentarily by seven. Now the Eagles with the basketball, trying to get something going here offensively. Grady Behrens speeds inside to Kaysen Dollinghouse. His shot is up, won't drop, but they foul him, and Kaysen Dollinghouse will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. Cale Ames is going to be called for that personal on Cale. His first team foul, number three. So, at the line, Kaysen Dollinghouse. He's 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight. Has 7 points. This one is up and good. Kaysen's now made 3 out of 3. 8 points so far in the ballgame for Kaysen Dollinghouse. 3:32 to play in the first half. 22-18. Johnson Brock up by four. Rhodey Kaler is going to take a breather now. Take a little quick break on the bench. Here's a second shot up and good also for Kaysen Dollinghouse. In the ballgame for Rhodey Kaler is Austin Meyer back onto the court. 23-18. Johnson Brock by five. 3:23 to go first half. With the basketball for the Raiders is Adams. Adams hands off to Ames. Now Reese in the paint. Reese looks for Warford. Warford in the paint also in traffic. Triple team tried to go up. And I think we're going to have a foul on the floor. They're not going to shoot this one. He just ran into a couple of defenders there. And the foul is going to be on Johnson Brock's Robert Gravatt. Gravatt picks up his first. Southern basketball. Pax Adams driving lay-in up. Good. Nice move to the bucket there by the junior. Adams, or just a sophomore, I guess. 23-20. That cuts the lead back to three, and Southern has made a good accounting of themselves against the 24-1 Johnson Brock Eagles. Kaysen Dollinghouse kicks it out to the right elbow into Camden. Camden driving layup, got it, got the basket, and the blocking foul. So Camden Dollinghouse got the bucket and drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the end one on top of it. That puts Johnson Brock back up by five. That foul is going to be on Alex Meese, his second personal. Fourth team foul of the period. 2:44 to go here in this second quarter. Both teams with 14 fouls. Good chance somebody's going to be shooting some free throws. Camden Dollinghouse awaits at the charity stripe for the end one. Dollinghouse, shot is up. It's good. Camden Dollinghouse has 7 now. In the ballgame, makes it 26-20. Johnson Brock up by 6. They trailed by as much as 7 to start the ball game. They were down 10-3. Now, Pax Adams wants to dribble around Camden Dollinghouse. He flips it out to the left wing. Inside it goes to Meese. Alex Meese can't get to the hoop. Good defense there by the Eagles. Flips it to Adams in the corner. He almost stumbles and falls down. Looking for Warford, left wing. Now Warford comes out to get it from Adams. Backs it out with 4 on the shot clock. Warford driving, laying up and good. He waited till the very last minute. And then Cooper Warford drove the bucket, lays it in, and Cooper's got 8 points now for Southern. 26-22. Johnson Brock up by 4. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Brody Kaler, left side corner, handles the ball with an across court pass. Comes back to Kaler. He'll take the open 3. It skims in and out off there. It's tipped around. It went out of bounds, but it's touched last by Johnson Brock. Give the ball over to the Southern Raiders with 1:46 to play in the first half. Johnson Brock up by 4. Been a tight ball game so far. Johnson Brock, 24-1 coming into this one, have not been able to open up much of an advantage. Great effort here by the Southern Raiders thus far tonight. Pax Adams with the ball. Looks for Alex Meese. Meese had the ball taken away and stolen. Getting the steal from Meese under there was Kaysen Dollinghouse. He goes down to Kaler in traffic. Kaler flips a shot up that won't go. And the rebound comes down to Southern. Pax Adams came down with it. And then looks like Austin Myers going to get called for the personal on Austin, his second. That will be team foul number 5. And that means we will walk to the other end and we will put the Southern Raiders at the free throw line. Pax Adams will be there. He has not shot any free throws yet tonight. Pax has 7 points in the game thus far. Pax Adams at the line to shoot 2 for the Raiders. The first one is up. It's good. That makes the lead now 26-23. Johnson Brock up by just 3 points. And Adams can pull his team to within 2 here with 1:18 to play in the first half. Pax Adams, the sophomore, takes aim. Shot is up. It's in and out. No good. That one did not drop, and Robert Gravatt is there for the rebound. Gravatt down court to Kaysen Dollinghouse, right elbow, right side. They go to Garrison Bowie. Quentin Behrens with the ball over there. Quentin Behrens across into the corner. They lob it underneath. Kaler, spin move, fall away shot in the paint. Oh, he couldn't get it. Brody Kaler had a bunny. He'll hit that one most of the time. It didn't go. Warford was there to grab the rebound. There's a long 3 from the right side that's up and off, no good, and the rebound to Camden Dollinghouse. If there's been one thing that's been lacking here for Johnson Brock in this first half, it's been their offensive rebounding. Here's Camden Dollinghouse, layup, follow shot, put back up and good by Brody Kaler. Kaler was there for the offensive rebound, but that's where they've been lacking here. Johnson Brock hasn't got many second-chance shots here. It's been pretty much one and done, and the defensive board's controlled by Southern. 28-23 now with 19 seconds to play here in the first half. The Raiders will play for a final shot. Warford dribbles out between the rings. He's in the mid-court circle now. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Against Kaler. Kaler's picked his pocket, stole the ball. Kaler takes it in for a driving lay-in up and got it. So Brody Kaler ended the half on a very, very positive note. When Cooper Warford was going to play for the final shot and maybe pull his team to within 3, instead, Kaler steals the ball, got a breakaway run-out layup, laid it in just before the buzzer, and Johnson Brock goes to the locker room with a 7-point advantage. 30-23 is our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute break here and be back with a halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Ladies, you are invited to the Women's Self-Defense Seminar at Heller Martial Arts. This is a great opportunity to learn effective self-defense techniques. Boost your confidence knowing how to protect yourself in several situations. The Women's Self-Defense Seminar is Saturday, March 15th, 8 a.m. to noon, Only $50 per person. Sign up with a friend and save. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital for the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for. We're glad to answer questions, full service guaranteed. Farmin' City Supply is where you'll find it. Farmin' City Supply is country poppin' through and through. We take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Johnson Brock. At the half of Johnson Brock, Eagles leading the Southern High Raiders 30-23. Let's look at the individual scoring first for the Raiders. Cooper Warford with 8 points. Pax Adams has 8. And Alex Meese with 7 for their total of 23. From the free throw line, the Southern Raiders made 2 out of 6 at the line. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, Brody Kaler leads the way. He has 12 points. Kason Dollinghouse with 9. Camden Dollinghouse has 7. And Austin Meyer added 2 for their grand total of 30. Free throw shooting for the Eagles. They made 6 out of 8 from the free throw line in the first half. The way the scoring went after Southern jumped out to a 10-3 lead in the first period, the Raiders were still leading at 14-10 after one quarter. Johnson Brock then opened with an 11-0 run to start that second period and went up, and now here at halftime they lead it 30-23. Over in Auburn, after three quarters, the Auburn Bulldogs are leading Lincoln Christian 51-38. Auburn on top after three. That game being heard right now over on KTNC. All right, now we're going to step aside for a two-minute break, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then Kurt Kilman will be sending it back out here for third quarter action. That's coming up right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marzik with your weather for the tri-state area. As we head into tonight, we're going to be well above average low temperatures for this time of year and as we get closer to the weekend. Looks like tomorrow, high temperatures will warm back into the upper 60s and we'll have quiet weather as we continue into the weekend. Looks like our next chance of rain showers returns Sunday night and into Monday. Average highs around this time of year, 46 degrees, and our average lows around 23 degrees. A red flag warning is in effect, and tonight we'll see mostly clear skies with a low around 40 degrees, southwest winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Friday is looking mostly sunny, with a high near 67, west-northwest winds will pick up at 20 to 30 and gust as high as 40 miles per hour. Friday night looks mostly clear, with a low around 29 degrees, northwest winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Saturday looks mostly sunny, with a high near 45. I am weatherology meteorologist Jabe Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
Jen's Country Meat has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back once again inside Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Southern Raiders 30-23. That's our halftime score. Johnson Brock fell behind 10-3 early in the ballgame. They were down by 4 at the end of the first quarter, 14-10, but had a big second quarter to take a 7-point lead into the locker room. When play is resumed, it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. They'll have the first possession. This game coming in the sub-districts here. The winner of this one moves on to the district final. Johnson Brock 24-1 on the season. Eagles with the basketball. Inbound the pass. Camden Dollinghouse holds the ball on the right wing. Down into the corner. Brody Kaler for three. Nailed it. Brody Kaler, 15 points now in the ballgame as he opens the scoring with a three. And just like that, Johnson Brock up to their first double-digit lead of the ballgame. Up now 33-23. There's a Pax Adams, dribbles inside, ball stolen away by Austin. And Austin with a down-court pass, Austin Meyer somehow got down there and found Brody Kaler in behind everybody for the easy lay-in. And now a turnover at the other end. Austin Meyer tips the ball away, touched last by the Raiders. And the wheels kind of fallen off for Southern here to start this second half. Suddenly Johnson Brock up by 12. 35-23, compliments of those quick 5 points by Brody Kaler. Kaler underneath is going to go up again and hits it. And he fouled Brody Kaler with the first 7 points of the half here. Ward Johnson Brock just drew the foul. He's going to be at the line for the and one and a possible 8 straight points to open the quarter. The foul is on Cooper Warford. On Warford, his second, first team foul of the period. on the Southern Raiders. Brody Kaler, shot is on the way. It's up. It's off the back of the iron. Couldn't get it to fall. Alex Meese comes down with the rebound. Meese will bring the basketball up the court himself and hand it to Fax Adams. Adams comes to the near side, gives the ball to Cale Ames. Ames can't get a look to the bucket. Now it needs to get rid of it back to the top of the circle into Adams. Adams shot blocked away by Meyer. Loose basketball. Kaysen Dollinghouse feeds it to Brody Kaler. He's had the hot hand across court. Garrison Bowie, open look three, left side, no. Rebound, Meyer puts it up, couldn't get it. Rebound, Kaler puts it up, couldn't get it. And the ball knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it goes over to Southern. 6:38 to go here in the quarter. Timeout taken by Southern. 37-23. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Brody Kaler has 19 points now. He has scored the last 9 points in a row for Johnson Brock. If you recall, he got that steal and run-out layup just before the buzzer at the end of the first half and laid it in for two. He's now come out and scored 7 straight points to start the third quarter. So a 9-0 run, Brody Kaler versus Southern, has suddenly given the Johnson Brock Eagles a 14-point advantage, 37-23. We move back to live action coming out of the timeout. 6.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Southern with the basketball. Warford feeds it to Adams in the paint. Adams is trapped. Double team, triple team. Got rid of the ball. Flips it back to Warford. Ball is loose on the baseline. Tipped away by Camden Dollinghouse. He touched it last. It went out of bounds. It'll stay with Southern. Raiders will keep the ball. Leaving the lineup, Xander Seaman sets out. Back in to replace him comes Cale Ames now for the Southern Raiders. Southern's basketball under their own basket, baseline right side. They trigger it into Warford. Cooper Warford, all the way jump shot, free throw line. It's in and out, but the rebound comes down to Kai Spann. Spann had the ball taken away by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse stole the ball from Spann, brings it into forecourt, goes to the right side to Camden Dollinghouse. Top of the key, here comes Brody Kaler. Fall away shot, Kaler got it. Brody Kaler is red hot right now. He has scored the last 11 points in a row now for Johnson Brock, and the Eagles, as a result of that, are up by 16, 39-23. Johnson Brock starting to blow this thing open. In the corner, Adams will launch a three. He got it. That was a nice-looking shot. Pax Adams answers with a three for the Raiders from the deep corner right side of the basket, puts the lead back to 13 at 39-26. There's a shot from the corner for three that won't go for Johnson Brock. Rebound, run-out layup, and going in for the layup. He was going to slam it. Was Cooper Warford. Kaysen Dollinghouse says, no, we're not going to do that. Dollinghouse just goes in and grabs him and prevents the lay-in on Kaysen Dollinghouse. That is his second personal, first team foul of the quarter. Cooper Warford at the line to shoot 2 shots. He has 8 so far tonight. This shot is up and off, rimmed it off. He's now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line on the evening. 5:19 to go in the third quarter. The score 39-26. Johnson Brock with the lead. Second free throw is up and it's off. Warford missed them both. He's now 1 out of 4 from the line, has 8 points. Here come the Eagles up by 13, 39-26 with 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Garrison Bowie takes a couple of dribbles, gives it off to the right side to Meyer for three. Austin Meyer pulled up and surprised his defender. Defender backed off of him. Austin was standing there at the three-point arc with nobody on him, so he just pulls up and drops in the three, spliced it. Warford on a driving layup, up and good. Cooper answers that quickly. And now Cooper Warford's in double figures. He's got 10 points for the Raiders. 42-28. The lead is 14 for Johnson Brock. 4:39 to go in the third quarter. Cason Dollinghouse gives up to Kaler for three. Couldn't get it. Camden was coming for the rebound. Had the ball knocked away by Warford. Warford touched it last. It went out of bounds. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. They'll inbound it under their own bucket. Inbound the pass to the top of the key. Bowie for three. Off the iron, no. Rebound. Camden Dollinghouse somehow pulled it out of there. Top of the key to Cason Dollinghouse to the left. Elbow to Camden. Camden Dollinghouse has it knocked away. There's a whistle and a foul. We've got a final now from Auburn. The Auburn Bulldogs tonight defeating Lincoln Christian 65-47 is your final. 65-47, Auburn wins their sub-district. That foul on Warford, that's his third personal. Second team foul of the quarter. Johnson Brock's ball, though, played in on the side. Cason Dollinghouse takes it all the way to the bucket. Nope, whistle and a foul. Cason Dollinghouse just picked up his third personal on an offensive charging foul down on the baseline. So Cason Dollinghouse will take a seat here with three personals. Grady Behrens checks back into the lineup now for Johnson Brock. 42-28, Eagles by 14 at the four-minute mark here of the third quarter. In traffic, Meese puts it down into the corner, right side, Adams. Back to Meese for three. Short, no. Rebound brought down underneath by Meyer. Austin Meyer, the new single-season rebounding record holder here at Johnson Brock as of tonight. I've lost count how many he's got, but we know he broke the record and then some. Came in with 231, 233 was the record. I'm guessing he's a 235, 36 somewhere. Cooper Warford driving layup. Don't believe they're going to give him the layup. I think we had a foul on the floor before the shot. They're going to say no shot on it. The foul is going to be called on Brody Kaler. On Kaler, his first personal, team foul number three of the period on the Eagles. 3:33 to go in the third quarter. Johnson Brock by 14. Warford in the paint. Jumper up good. Cooper Warford now has 12 points for the Southern Raiders. Warford is a senior, not wanting this to be his last game of his career for the Raiders. There's a rebound brought down by Adams, and Pax Adams will dribble the ball down court himself. That was after a missed lay-in attempt by Brody Kaler. There's a held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with the Southern Raiders. They'll have it under their own basket. 3:09 to go here in the third quarter. 42-30. The lead is 12. Johnson Brock did lead it by as much as 16 at one point. They were up 39-23. Now Southern with the basketball, trailing by 12. Meese with it. That's Alex Meese working one-on-one there against him. A shot is up on the baseline left side. We'll go for Adams. Rebound comes down to Johnson Brock. Grady Behrens into forecourt. I think we may have just had a foul called on the bench here. We have a technical foul called on the coaching staff for the Southern Raiders. Somebody said something over there. It doesn't look like the head coach picked it up. I'm not sure where that came from, but at the free throw line, shooting the technical fouls, Camden Dollinghouse. The first one is up and good. That gives Camden Dollinghouse 8 points now in the ballgame. Makes it 43-30. The lead is back to 13. Not sure what was said. It was obviously something vocal over there, verbal. Camden Dollinghouse makes both of the technical foul free throws. Now Camden has 9 points in the game. That extends the Johnson Brock lead to 14 at 44-30. Now another official is over there counseling the head coach to have a seat. I believe once you get a technical, you're required to have a seat for the rest of the game. No more running up and down the sideline. All right, here comes Johnson Brock with the basketball. Robert Gravatt feeds it to the corner. Brody Kaler up top. There's Austin Meyer for three. Again, he got it. They let Austin Meyer stand out there with an open look. He'll do that to you. That's his second three-pointer of this period. And Austin Meyer now has 8 points in the contest, above his season average of 7.4. There's a traveling ball inside the paint. Little hop, skip, and a jump there, and that really raises the ire of Aaron Whitmer, the head coach, who is now seated on the bench, but nonetheless vocal about the call. He's unhappy. He's just doing it from a seated position instead of standing now. 47-30. The lead is 17. Biggest lead thus far in the ballgame here now for Johnson Brock. 17-point lead. Hayden Gravatt with the dribble. Gravatt goes to Brody Kaler. Kaler comes into Camden Dollinghouse, and Camden gets called for an offensive foul. He led with the forearm and kind of dipped the shoulder a little bit there. And if there's anything we've seen, when you dip the shoulder and move it into the defender, 9 times out of 10, the official's going to call that an offensive foul, and that's what happened in that case. 47-30, JB by 17. Southern's Cooper Warford for three. He hit it. Cooper Warford dropped in the three. He's got 15 points now in the game. Warford, obviously the offensive leader of this offense here for the Southern Raiders, has been for a couple of years. Senior here, perhaps playing his final game. He's not wanting that to happen and doing his best to prevent it. In the paint, Robert Gravatt can't get a shot, flips it to the corner. Hayden Gravatt for three, got it. Hayden Gravatt just nailed a three from the deep corner left side, his first basket of the night. The lead is back to 17 at 50-33. Here comes Warford into the paint. Gets hammered and knocked to the floor as he tried to put a jump shot up in the lane. You got to take your pick here, Mr. Official. There were no less than three defenders there swinging at the ball. They're going to give it to Robert Gravatt. On Robert, his second personal, team foul number 5 at the free throw line, Cooper Warford. Warford tonight, free throw is up and off, no good. Cooper's not having a good night there at the free throw line. He's 1 of 5 right now from the line. Has another attempt coming here. Normally a pretty good free throw shooter, Cooper Warford. This one is up, and he got that one to roll. So he's now 2 of 6 from the free throw line. And Warford has 16 points for the Southern Raiders. 50-34, Johnson Brock by 16. Hayden Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt feeds it up top. Left side, gives the ball over to Grady Behrens. There's a driving lay-in up and good by Robert Gravatt. Gravatt on the baseline left side, laid it off the glass, very gently dropped it in, and it's an 18-point lead now, 52-34, with 1 minute to play here in this third quarter, up by 18. Here's a steal, and in goes the slam dunk by Brody Kaler. Kaler got the steal, went in with a nice gentle dunk. Grandpa down here, Wayne Kaler on her left with a huge smile on his face as he watched his grandson do that. Under the basket, Kai Spann gets the shot. It's up. It's good. Spann makes the basket and draws the foul. The foul is going to be on Grady Behrens. On Behrens, his second personal. So Kai Spann got his first 2 points there of the ball game, and now he'll be at the line for the and one. Kai Spann, a big boy. He's just a sophomore, but a big, big young man. Second shot is up. It's off, and Spann gets his own rebound off the missed free throw. Flips it out to Cooper Warford. Warford goes up with a shot, and he traveled. Traveled before he launched the shot. 24 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's 54-36. Johnson Brock up now by 18. They'll play for the final shot of the stanza. 15 seconds on the clock. Dribbling the ball. Dollinghouse, Camden Dollinghouse, out to the left elbow, up top, long shot, Brody Kaler, off the iron, no. And might have put that up a little too early. They've got time to come down and get a shot away. That's in and out, doesn't go. After three quarters, Johnson Brock on top, 54-36. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks,
Social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, we move to fourth quarter action. Johnson Brock with the basketball. An offensive foul called immediately down here on the baseline under the basket. That offensive foul is going to be on Austin Meyer. Meyer picks up his third personal, team foul number one of the quarter. 54-36, Johnson Brock with an 18-point advantage with 8 minutes to play here. Warford with the basketball, a cross-court pass. Gives to Ames in the paint. No place to go. Back to Warford. In the baseline underneath, shot is up, whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Camden Dollinghouse. Xander Seaman was trying to put the shot up under the basket, and Camden Dollinghouse was there and slapped the ball away out of his hand. Seaman has not scored yet tonight. Xander is senior at the line, shooting two. The first one is up, hits the front of the rim, comes up just short. He'll get another attempt. 7:40 to go in this sub-district final here at Johnson Brock. The winner moves on into the districts. Second shot is up. It's off also for Seaman. Couldn't get it down. And the rebound comes down to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden will bring the ball into forecourt. Hands off to twin brother Kaysen. Inside to Kaler. Back to Camden. Floater up. Got it. Camden Dollinghouse, just smooth as silk, laid that one in. He's in double figures now, has 11 points in the game for Camden, the senior. Warford. Warford is double teamed in the paint. Goes back to his teammate Adams. Out to the right elbow. They flip it to Ames. Ames tries to take it for a driving layup that won't go. And the rebound taken down by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen into the right corner. Gives it to Bowie. Up top to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Oh, the ball got away, but they chase it down, and getting it back is Brody Kaler. Kaler flips to the right side. Garrison Bowie for three. Got it. Garrison Bowie nailed the three from out here, and that's his first bucket of the night. He started the ball game, but had not scored until that basket dropped for him. And suddenly it is 59-36. You look up there and you wonder how they get up by 23 points so quickly, but that's what happens. And now Warford goes in for a shot that's blocked away by Kaler. They're going to put Warford to the line to shoot two. Call the foul on Brody Kaler. On Kaler, his second. Team foul number three of the period. Cooper Warford has a lot of points here tonight. He's got 16 in the ballgame, but he has struggled at the free throw line. He is one out of six from the free throw line. This one is up, and he got it. So now two of seven from the line is Cooper Warford. Second shot coming here. Cooper's having a typically good ball game here, as he always does. 17 points so far. He averages 20.8 on the year. The leading scorer by far here for the Raiders. Warford's second shot is up. It's good also. So after missing a bunch of them, Cooper Warford has made three free throws in a row now. 18 points in the game. 59-38. The lead is 21 for Johnson Brock here in the sub-district final. Three-pointer from the left corner is up by Kaysen Dollinghouse and off, no good. Warford with the rebound. Here comes Cooper on the attack in the paint. The little floater off the glass. Sweet move by Warford off the left side. Banked it in off the glass. Put a little bit of English on that and got the ball to spin off the backboard into the hole for him. 59-40. The lead is now down to 19. Camden Dollinghouse. Camden has the ball taken away. Everybody's diving after it on the floor. Held ball will be called. No, we had a timeout in time here before the held ball, and Johnson Brock will preserve the possession. 5:52 to go. JB up by 19. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, as we reported earlier, Auburn with the win tonight over Lincoln Christian, 65-47. That means we'll be following the Auburn Bulldogs to their district final, whenever and wherever that happens here, early next week, Monday or Tuesday possibly. Here's a long three from the corner, up and good by Brody Kaler. Brody Kaler is having himself some kind of a ball game here. I'll add him up again in a minute. He's got to be getting up around 30 points in this ball game. Southern High comes on the attack against Meyer. Shot is up, doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot, doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot, still won't go. Three shots in a row put up by Cale Ames. Couldn't get it in. Now Warford's going to give it a try. He got his shot blocked away by Meyer, and the ball is going to go to Johnson Brock. 26 points so far for Brody Kaler in tonight's ballgame. I knew he was getting up there with a bunch of them. 26 for Kaler, and it's 62-40, a 22-point Johnson Brock lead. Eagles with the basketball. Kaler gives to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen had the ball dribbled away and stole it. With the steal is Dakota Whitman for the Raiders. Whitman got the steal. Now we've got a whistle and a stoppage of play as the official sorts things out across the way. Looks like we're going to have a foul called on the Johnson Brock Eagles, perhaps. Let's see what they're telling us. That's going to go on Kaysen Dollinghouse. Folks, Kaysen Dollinghouse just fouled out of the ballgame. That's his fifth. Kaysen Dollinghouse, the senior, fouls out. He'll finish the game with 9 points tonight. Got all of those in the first half. So Kaysen Dollinghouse on the bench, fouled out. There's a shot up on a technical free throw. The shot is up and good by Meese. Apparently, that fifth personal came on a technical over there. Not sure what the situation was on that one, but... So, we're sitting here with 4:56 to go. Southern has the basketball coming off the technical. Jump shot is up, short off the rim. Dakota Whitman, rebound Johnson Brock. Here come the Eagles down court. They give it to the top of the circle to Bowie for three. It's off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound to Pax Adams. Adams is going to go coast to coast for a try for a layup. Didn't get it. I think they're going to say, though, he was fouled on the floor before he shot the ball. He'll be at the line nevertheless, because that'll be the fifth team foul. Foul is going to be called on Austin Meyer. On Meyer, his fourth personal. So now Austin has four. Kaysen Dollinghouse with five is already fouled out. At the free throw line, Pax Adams to shoot two shots here for the Southern Raiders. The first one is up. It is off. Southern has struggled a bit tonight at the free throw line. They made 2 of 6 in the first half. I think they're 4 of 10 so far here in the second half. Adams will have 4 of 11. He'll have another shot coming for Pax Adams. It's up. This one is good. Perhaps the sophomore just needed a little reminder from the radio announcer, because then he stepped up and the next one was nothing but nylon. 62-42. Got a reach-in foul out here near midcourt on the Raiders. Johnson Brock up by 20 now, 62-42 with 4.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. That foul is going to be called on Austin March. On March, his third personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Raiders. And with the ball is Kaler, Brody Kaler. Feeds it to the right side of the lane. Gives it up to Camden Dollinghouse. Bowie with the ball. Again goes to Kaler. Bowie had a look. Free throw line. Jump shot. Bowie didn't get it, but he's fouled. And we'll have Garrison Bowie at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots for the Johnson Brock Eagles. 62-42. Johnson Brock up by 20. That foul is going to be on Alex Meese, his third personal, second team foul. First free throw is up and off, no good for Garrison Bowie. He'll get another attempt. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer at the Sunny Studios for tonight's presentation. Second free throw for Garrison Bowie is up and good. We don't know when or where this district final will be, but we can promise you we'll have coverage for you here on Sunny 101.3. of the Johnson Brock Boys District. I would guess Monday or Tuesday of next week somewhere. Good chance it might be All right, there's a block shot. Nice shot under there by Meyer to get the block. Bowie comes up with the loose basketball. Harrison Bowie in fourth court. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Bowie as he tried to spin away from March. And Garrison looked around like, well, what exactly happened there? He spun away from the defender and made contact with him, and he's going to come out of the ballgame. Not a happy young man as he leaves the lineup here for Johnson Brock. His team up by 21, 63-42. Garrison, look up at the scoreboard. You'll be a lot happier. On the right side, spin move in traffic, moving toward the hoop, trying to get there, a whistle and a foul. Pax Adams went right down the avenue there between defenders to try and get to the bucket, drew the foul, and we're going to put Pax Adams at the free throw line where he'll be shooting a couple. Timeout taken on the floor with 3:33 to go in the ballgame. Johnson Brock up by 21. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Sunny 101.3.
Gravatt, Grady Behrens, looks like Brody Kaler, Austin Meyer, and Camden Dollinghouse on the floor now for the Eagles. Here's the first free throw up and off, no good for Pax Adams. Adams has now made 2 out of 4 from the line, 2 out of 5. He'll have another shot coming right here. Pax Adams, second free throw is up. It's off, doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt will bring the basketball up the court, Camden Dollinghouse. Now Gravatt works to the right elbow. Hands inside to Grady Behrens. Behrens with a jump shot in the paint that he couldn't get. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt will get his first personal. 3 minutes, 17 seconds to go. A 21-point lead. Leaving the ballgame is Austin Meyer, and he gets a big round of applause here from a very appreciative Johnson Brock crowd as Austin Meyer breaking that rebound record for a single season tonight here at Johnson Brock. Robert Gravatt into the lineup now. Back at the free throw line is Pax Adams. Shot is up. He got that one. Pax Adams will have another one coming right here. Again, the clock is down to 3:17 to go. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a complete rundown of all the individual numbers, let you know how your favorite player performed here tonight individually. Pax Adams' second free throw is up and good. Made 2 in a row there. 63-44, your score. Johnson Brock by 21 with just over 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. Hayden Gravatt beats it inside, and as Dollinghouse, Camden Dollinghouse, made a move toward the basket, a big-time collision on the floor, not a shooting foul. And it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball into their own basket to inbound it. To the top of the circle to Brody Kaler. Camden Dollinghouse for 3, missed everything, over the top. Easy rebound there, pulled down by the Southern Raiders by Warford. Warford, fall away jump shot in the lane, rolls and got it. Cooper Warford, recognizing right now that this is his final game of his high school career, continues to pour him in here. He's got 2:45 left in this one, his team down. There's a driving lay-in up by Brody Kaler. And Kaler now at 28 points, I believe unofficially. We'll add him up and tell you during the postgame show. 65-46, the lead is 19. 2 minutes, 25 seconds to go. Adams feeds it up top. Long 3, up no. Rebound, Johnson Brock. Eagles back the other way in a hurry. Hayden Gravatt down court. Grady Behrens. Grady Behrens with the basketball top of the circle. Right side, Camden Dollinghouse. Camden can't get to the baseline. Clears it back to the top of the key to Kaler. Brody Kaler is going to call for traveling. Did a little stutter step there to lose a defender, and they call him for traveling, and he'll give the ball back to the Southern Raiders. Looks like we've got a sub coming in for Southern now. Dakota Whitman back on the floor. Whitman checks in for the Southern High Raiders. 2:03 to go in this one. Again, stay with us for the postgame show. We'll have that for you at the end of the ballgame here. A cross-court skip pass is too tall for Alex Meese. It got away out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give it back to the Eagles. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse up, looking up and down the bench there, maybe starting to get ready to start bringing some of the reserves into the contest here. Now we've got a whistle in forecourt as Camden Dollinghouse crosses the timeline. Somebody slapped away at him at the ball. Like Garrison Bowie back onto the floor. Quentin Behrens checking into the lineup. Again, a big round of applause for Brody Kaler from the appreciative Johnson Brock crowd. Camden Dollinghouse also sitting down. He'll take the rest of the night off. With the ball is Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt comes to the top of the circle to Quentin Behrens in traffic. And Gravatt's going to get called for a travel. He went up, wanted to put a shot up there. Hayden did, and they say he drugged the pivot foot. So we're down to a minute 40 to go with a 19-point lead for the Eagles. They will move on to a district final perhaps Monday or Tuesday of next week. Take a look at my Facebook page, Randy Gatula. I'll keep you posted the minute we know when and where that game will be. Here's a long three from the right side that won't go. That was put up by Alex Meese. Rebound down court in a hurry comes Grady Behrens. Driving layup. Oh, Behrens fed the ball nicely underneath to Robert Gravatt. And Gravatt gets his second basket of the evening. He's got 4 points. Robert Gravatt off the bench with four. Back to a 21-point advantage. There's a steal by the Eagles. Down court, it's going to go. Hayden Gravatt feeds it over to the left side to his teammate. Hayden Gravatt shared the wealth there and gave it to Grady Behrens. And Grady Behrens with his first basket of the evening. A lot of the underclassmen getting some points here in the sub-district. Now we got subs starting to check in here for the Southern Raiders. Looks like Shane Puckett getting up off the bench. Who we got checking in here now? I believe Austin March, perhaps, trying to ID some of these players coming in for the first time. Dakota Whitman is back out there. Raiders basketball in the corner with the right side. They come to Alex Meese. Meese dribbles around a couple of defenders into the paint. Kicks it to the left side baseline. Dakota Whitman. Whitman goes to the top of the key. Here's a long three attempt that's up and off. Hayden Gravatt down there battling for the loose basketball, chasing after it. Another long three from the right side is short off the front. This time Gravatt gets the rebound, and Hayden will bring it down court with 29 seconds. Shot clock is turned off. Johnson Brock will not need to shoot the ball. They can just dribble this thing out. 20 seconds left. Several players up off the bench wanting to check in for Southern. They're not going to get the opportunity. They're going to dribble it out. Your final score tonight is going to be Johnson Brock 69 and Southern 46. The buzzer coming up here in about 5 or 6 seconds as they dribble this thing out, waiting for the game to end. There it is. 69-46 is your final score. Johnson Brock with the win tonight. We'll step aside for a 2-minute break and be back with your post-game scoring recap right after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Are you called to serve others as you build a successful business? Thrivent, a membership-owned fraternal benefit society serving Christians, is growing in Southeast Nebraska, and we're seeking financial advisors to join us. You'll help clients create financial plans guided by their values and share generosity with causes they hold dear. We offer values-driven culture, competitive benefits, comprehensive training and support, and outstanding earning potential. To learn more, call 402-315-8000. 8711.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we welcome you back inside the Johnson-Brock Gymnasium, where a happy group of Eagle basketball fans are beginning to file out, a few of them mingling out here on the floor, celebrating this win. Johnson-Brock picks up their 25th win of the season. They are now 25-1 on the year by posting a 69-46 win over the Southern Raiders. Let's break it down now and look at the individual numbers. First for Southern High, they were led in scoring tonight by Cooper Warford. He had 22 points in the ballgame. Pax Adams, also in double figures, he finished tonight with 14. Alex Meese had 8, and Kai Spann chipped in 2 for their grand total of 46. Free throw shooting, not all that good for the Raiders. They made 9 out of 23 from the free throw line. For your Johnson-Brock Eagles, 69 points on the board, led by Brody Kaler, a big night for the junior. He had 28 points in this ballgame. Camden Dollinghouse was in double figures. He finished with 11. Cason Dollinghouse fouled out in the fourth quarter. He ended up with 9 points in the ballgame. Austin Meyer had 8 for the evening. 4 tonight for Garrison Bowie. Robert Gravatt had 4. Hayden Gravatt had 3. And Grady Behrens added 2 for their total of 69. Free throw shooting for the Johnson-Brock Eagles tonight. They made 9 out of 13 from the charity stripe. Score by quarters. Well, Johnson-Brock fell behind 10-3 early in the ballgame. At the end of the first quarter, the Eagles were down by 4, 14-10. They had a good second period, and at halftime, Johnson-Brock was up by 7, 30-23, but certainly not out of the woods. Everybody was feeling like Southern was kind of giving Johnson-Brock a challenge. And then the Eagles turned it on in that third quarter, led mostly by Brody Kaler. He had 11 points in the third period alone. They opened up a 54-36, 18-point advantage at the end of three periods before going on to the 69-46, 23-point win tonight here in the sub-district final. So with the win, Johnson-Brock 25-1 on the year. The loss means the Southern Raiders end their season at 11-13. We want to acknowledge the seniors on this Southern Raiders team: Cooper Warford, Cale Ames, Dakota Whitman, Jonah Krim, Alex Meese, Xander Seaman, all seniors that we've enjoyed watching over the last few years perform for the Southern Raiders. We wish those young men well down the road. As we reported earlier this evening, the Auburn Bulldogs defeated Lincoln Christian in their sub-district 65-47. That means that both Auburn's boys and Johnson-Brock's boys will be advancing to district finals. Traditionally, those games are played on Monday or Tuesday of next week. Occasionally, they'll try and squeeze one in on a Saturday. That's not likely, but if it happens, whenever and wherever these games are played, rest assured we're going to have live coverage for you both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. So that takes care of where we are with the boys. Now let's talk about what the girls are doing. I'm going to be right back here at Johnson-Brock tomorrow night. Somebody was teasing me. They said I sounded like a comedian at a nightclub. I'll be here all week, but we have been here all week. We'll be back in Johnson here tomorrow night for the District C2 District Final as the Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles will be hosting the Badgers of Valentine. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off for the district championship and a ticket to go to the state tournament. Meanwhile, out at Meade, John Nixon will be on the road with the Sacred Heart Irish Girls. They'll be playing the Wynot Blue Devils. That's a 5:30 tip-off. They'll start a half hour sooner than we will. So tomorrow night, a 5:30 tip-off live from me, Sacred Heart, and why not, John Nixon will have the call. Then at 6 o'clock here on Sunday 101.3, I'll be here in Johnson as Johnson Brock is hosting the Valentine Badgers. That's what's on tap tomorrow night. Stay tuned as we'll update you on the districts, when they're going to be played, where they'll be played, which stations they'll be aired on. I'll be posting that on my Facebook page, Randy Gatula, also on the Sunny 101.3 Facebook page, and on John Nixon's Facebook, so you'll be able to pick that information up whenever and wherever it is announced. We will share it with you. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Kurt Tillman, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you tonight with the final score, the Johnson-Brock Eagles 69 and the Southern Raiders 46. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.